Corporal Nathan Leonard has always had a dream of being a member of the Canadian Armed Forces and helping to protect his country. The 22-year-old Barrie native is a member of the Grey and Simcoe Foresters, a primary reserve infantry regiment of the Canadian Army, and recently returned from a deployment to the Canadian Arctic as part of a platoon of the 4th Canadian Division Arctic Response Company Group, ARCG, which was deployed last month to Rankin Inlet, Nunavut for Operation Nanuk Nunalivet, Op Nanu. Being a member of the Grey and Simcoe Foresters is actually a bit of a family tradition, Leonard noted. He's following in his father's footsteps. I was in the cadets before joining the Army. I have always had a close affiliation with the Canadian Armed Forces, and it's something I have always wanted to do and be a part of, he said. Getting to be part of this type of mission was pretty incredible, Leonard added. I kind of felt the spirit of the land up there. Working and talking with the elders, learning some of the traditions while working with our rangers, it was just such an incredible experience that few get, he said. It's definitely very moving. With approximately 50 troops from across southwestern Ontario, the contingent conducted relief in place in support of the Op Nanu Land Task Force, completing patrols and reconnaissance missions across the area, with support from Royal Canadian Air Force aircraft, Royal Canadian Navy divers and Canadian Rangers. Op Nanu included over 250 personnel and demonstrated the Canadian Armed Forces' ability to project and sustain forces in the Arctic while increasing interoperability with international allies, explained Lieutenant Andrew McLaughlin, who serves as a public affairs officer with the 31 Canadian Brigade Group of the Canadian Armed Forces. The 4th Canadian Division Arctic Response Company Group, which is led by and is a specialized task of the Grey and Simcoe Foresters, deployed north and conducted successful patrols in multiple high Arctic locations, McLaughlin added. Despite the often challenging conditions, Leonard says he would jump at the chance to go back. It's an incredible experience. Working with the local population up there and being in that remote part of Canada, getting to see it and working in those conditions. It's incredibly cold in the winter and has its challenges, such as, the incredible distances and remoteness of the location make logistics difficult, he said. All of our food, water and supplies have to be moved by aircraft, so weather impacts all operations, Leonard added. During his time there, Leonard and his fellow troops took part in several different operations, including, hopping on snowmobiles, and riding as far as 70 kilometers across the icy landscape on patrol. Going up to Canadian territories, where we have Canadian citizens, just being able to go out there and say that we can protect that means a lot, he said. Our unit, we have a long and proud tradition of protecting the Arctic. Being able to protect Canadian interests and Canadians means a lot.